instead of having like the mentors be the older men mentoring the younger men, somehow find the young men to have conversation with the older men about these different issues, you know, because I think that they grew up in a different world.
This is Clay Boykin, and I am in search of the new compassionate male. Recently, I had the opportunity to visit with Brisha Kralovic-Logan, who heads up Women's Woven Voices. Brisha had a fascinating story to share, and I asked her to share it with us. Here's Brisha.
That just very authoritarian kind of male culture.
Right.
That those men grew up in. And, you know, if I may, I'll tell a little personal story.
Yeah, please.
I hope this is going to be okay, but it's about my father-in-law, who was a very loving and wonderful man who's passed. He was a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, an authority, but an authority that had a very, you know, loving hand.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in his own home, he would use sort of a language to his wife that was really shocking to me. So, mm-hmm. you know, if my mother-in-law forgot to put the salad dressing on the table or something, he'd say, you know, you didn't put the salad dressing on the table. Am I going to have to come over there and smack you? You know, and this was just kind of their banter.
Oh, gosh.
And the whole, you know, the whole family was so used to hearing it that it was just, you know, and so he'd say things like, oh, I'm going to have to come over there and punch you or smack you or, you know, little things. That, and coming in as the new member of the family, I was really shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started having our children, I said to my husband, I know that y'all just take that, you know, that, you know, your dad would never do that.
Right.
He wasn't actually even threatening to do it. It was his language.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I said, you know, would you talk to your dad? So one Sunday we sat down and my husband said, look, Dad, you know, I know that, you know, you were raised in a certain time and you have a certain culture, but times have changed. And, you know, abuse is not okay. And, you know, his mom was so uncomfortable that we were having this conversation that she left. His sister
right.
was so uncomfortable. They thought we were accusing him of something terrible. We were just having a conversation.
Right.
And my husband handled it so beautifully. And he just said, you know, we know what a loving man you are. We know what, you know, your relationship is. But when our children come over, these are the words they're hearing. I'm going to smack you. And
right.
we don't want them to hear that, you know. So this man, again, who is this compassionate, loving person, listened to everything we said. And he was like, I guess I wasn't really thinking about what I was, you know, I mean, I've been, that's how we've always talked, you know, and you're
right.
like, yeah. And he made a conscious effort to change that language. Mm-hmm. And over the next, you know, year and years, he really got what we were saying.
Wow.
It was a habit to use this kind of abusive language that was not serving anyone. And yeah. So I, you know, it was like a really small, it seemed like a really small thing at the time to everybody else there. It was a really big thing for me. I just couldn't help to hear that. But
tonight, you know, I have our circle of men that gathers and we have 25 or 30 every Monday night, different mix. And that's has continued on Zoom, you know, since we
all
gone
in.
So yeah. And our topic tonight happens to be blind spot.
Ah.
We all have a blind spot. Uh-huh. And so it's interesting that you bring that up. And I really wanted to hear, you know, how did he receive it? And did he, you know, take it to heart and work to affect change? Sometimes just calling it out gently, just naming it.
Well, kudos to my husband because he did such a beautiful job.
Yeah.
Honoring his dad as the loving person that he was. There was no accusation kind of or attack kind of feeling. It was like, hey, you know, there's something that, you know, is really important to us. And, you know, imagine, you know, our little two-year-old hearing you say this. And of course he was like, oh, you know, I'd never do that. I said, yes, but Dad, listen to those words. You
right.
know? And it was a beautiful thing to watch between those two men. And well, so isn't that an interesting thing? Because, you know, here I was telling a story about my husband talking to his father.
Right.
And, you know, my son, I feel like he has just got so much, you know, to offer. And oftentimes we think, you know, the father of teaching the son, you know, but right. maybe a great thing would be, you know, to have young men's groups that interact with older men's groups.
Oh, wow.
You know, in other words, instead of having like the mentors be the older men mentoring the younger men, somehow find the young men to have conversation with the older men about these different issues, you know, because I think that they grew up in a different world. You know,
wow. You know, that's incredible. I'm so glad that you said that because, you know, I'm always looking to reach, quote, down.
Yes, yes.
To bring in the young fellas. And we get a few, but we tend to be older, you know, mid-40s uh-huh. on up.
Uh-huh.
And you just turned it around and made the young men the mentors. And that's a very powerful thought. I'm going to take that to heart.